for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. A major scientific report has been released by 13 federal agencies on climate change. The report paints an almost doomsday scenario, predicting more catastrophic storms, droughts, and wildfires if immediate steps are not taken to slow or stop global warming. The Trump administration decided to quietly release the report on the world's weather and its effects on things like hurricanes and wildfires, both which have cost this country in particular lives and money. The report says these kind of disasters will get worse. Reporter Eric Roston of Bloomberg News.
It was written by 300 or so scientists, about half of them employees of the federal government, another half from universities and other research institutions.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
GM is under investigation for poor brake performance in big pickups and SUVs. Joe Ramsey has details.
There's been 9 crashes, 2 injuries, and more than 100 complaints. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says a vacuum pump can deteriorate, causing increased braking effort and longer stopping distances, and its investigation covers 2.7 million vehicles. 2014 through 2016 Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra pickups, Chevy Suburban and Tahoe, the GMC Yukon and Cadillac Escalade SUVs. The agency will determine how often the problem happens and whether a recall is necessary.
There's a major winter storm on the way, and millions of people are under watches and warnings. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar says the storm is heading north towards Chicago.
It's still going to have the potential to dump pretty significant amounts of snow in that fast period of time. Widespread amounts here, about 4 to 6 inches, but it's not out of the question for some of these areas to pick up a foot.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A home invasion in Fort Wayne, Indiana, turns deadly on Thanksgiving night. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
Police officer Jason Anthony tells WANE-TV.
Officers arrived on scene and located 4 victims inside a residence suffering from apparent gunshot wounds. In addition, we located another victim outside of the residence that was suffering from apparent gunshot wound. 3 of those victims were pronounced deceased at the scene, and 2 of them were transported to a local hospital in critical condition.
1 suspect is in custody, another is being searched for. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Prime Minister Theresa May has made a dramatic direct appeal to the British public to support her deal to exit the European Union on Sunday, even as backing from her own party for the agreement remains unclear. EU officials say the Brexit deal has been done. 27 EU heads of state head to Brussels for a Sunday summit to vote on the agreement that sees Britain leaving the trade bloc in March. There was a last-minute hitch when Spain said it wouldn't show up unless it was guaranteed to be involved in decisions relating to the British territory of Gibraltar, which it borders. Spain now has that assurance. In an open letter to the nation, May says she'll campaign heart and soul to get her deal through Britain's parliament. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News,